Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist der Zara, Perik Hei, Mishnah Yud Beis, Hello Keach, Klei, Tashmish, Minna, Oivdik, Echavim. Someone who buys kalim that are used for food from an Oivdik, Echavim. In other words, we're not talking about buying a drill or a saw. We're talking about buying a pot, a plate, a fork. Eshed Darkei Lehatvil. If the derech is that this keli needs only tefillah and a mikvah, so yat will be tevilit. What does that mean? Basically, it means that this type of a keli is something we're not worried that inside the keli there's an absorption of something that was usser. Either he never used it, or he only used it for cold. When you use something just for cold, cold food, cold drink, there's no absorption. There could be exceptions to the rule. Certain things are sharp, like cutting onions. That could be the same as hat. But we're not getting into all the halachis now. But basically, whatever the case is, we know there's no absorption of iser in this. You still have to tevel it. If it belonged to an avid kechavim, you have to tevel it. Lahagil. Now here already we're talking about a keli where we know food that was not kosher was heated in this utensil. What happens is, because it's hat, some of the flavor of the not kosher food gets nivla, gets absorbed in the walls of the keli. That's called blios. Now I want to use this to cook kosher food. You know what's going to happen? The blios are going to come out and mix with the kosher food. So I have to somehow get the tam, the flavor of the non-kosher food out of the walls of this keli. How do you do that? The rule is kibolei kach paltai. We learn that from what the Pasuk tells us when they brought the kalim from Midian. The way it goes in is the way it goes out. For example, lahagel yagel, lalabim ba'ar, yalabim ba'ar. Let's explain this. Let's say this is a keli that was used to cook hot water. Lahagel, so how do I kasher it? Yagel. Before I even toivel it, I have to kasher it through hot water. I have to put the whole keli into boiling water. That's going to take out the issus. It's going to come out into the boiling water, which I'm going to spill out. And you have to know how to do this. Beforehand, you have to scrub it down. You have to remove any dirt, any rust from the surfaces. But taking out the non-kosher food from the walls of the keli through hot water, that's called hagala. So in this particular keli, the flavors came into the wall through the hot liquid, let's say, in which the food was cooking. So it has to be removed by cooking them in hot water. That's what it means, lahagel, if it came in through hot liquid, so yagel. Now, if lelabain, here we're talking about metal kalim that are used for roasting the food directly on the fire. So the tam that comes into the walls of a keli directly through the heat of the fire without any liquid, like when you're roasting something, goes in much stronger, much deeper. So just by placing it into boiling water, that's not going to help. It has to be burnt out by the heat of the fire. That's called libun. You have to hold the keli in the flame. Of course, you don't hold it directly. You hold it through some type of a wrench or something until technically sparks fly from it. There are different types of libun. Of course, we're just, again, like we said before, touching the tip of the iceberg. That's the basic halacha. What's interesting is by hagala, you have to clean first. With libun, you don't have to clean first because even if something is there, the fire is going to burn it out. If I have a pot that I used to cook with, and I want to put this whole pot into a bigger pot with hot water, this way to kasher it. If I don't clean off the actual dirt that's there or the rust that's there, the hot water is not going to get into it to schlep out the bad taste. But if I have to take this and put it into the fire, I don't have to worry about anything that's there because it's going to burn out with the fire anyway. You don't have to clean it before. Now remember, even after this, you still have to toivel it. Mishnah gives us examples of things that are used directly in the fire. Hashaput, that's like a kind of a spear. You stick the meat through it and you hold it over the fire. Via askala, that's like a grill. Melabnam bar, you have to heat it in a flame. That's the way to get the iser out. And finally, the Mishnah concludes as follows. Hasakin, a knife that was used for food that wasn't kosher, has a very interesting way of cleaning it. Someone buys such a knife from David Kechavim, shafa, he scrubs it by sticking it into hard ground, and you can use it afterwards. Now, even though this knife was only used for cold food, we're a little bit more machmer with a knife than with other things because the pressure of cutting it forces some of the taste into it, even if it's cold. So how do I really scrub it? I have to stick it into hard earth, and it's done 10 times, each time in a separate place. That's going to take off some grease that's stuck to the surface of the blade. And anything that came in through the pressure when you were using it for cold food is going to come out this way. The other thing is you can sharpen the knife with a special stone. Now that mamish like peels off the outer ledge, the top surface of the knife. Furthermore, says the Batanura, this only works if this knife is a smooth knife. It doesn't have little holes in it. If the surface isn't smooth, it's not going to work. And then even as you're sticking it into the ground 10 times in a separate place, there may be some things stuck in the hole. And sticking it into the ground is not going to help for that. So then it has to be heated up in a flame. It has to have a libun. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. If you're buying kalim used for food, to medayvet kechavim, if it was only used with cold and it's not a knife, we just learned, no problem with absorptions, but you have to tivel it. If it was a pot that was used with cooking, there's liquid over here, you have to kasher in hot water before you tivel it. If it was used directly over the fire, like the spear or the grill, you have to burn it out with the fire, and only then can you tivel it. A knife, even though it was only used with cold, we still say you have to scrub it down. And the way you scrub it is, you stick it 10 times into the ground, each time in different places. And then you can use it for cold food only. But if you do the other Eitzah, that you sharpen it against a stone that rubs against it, sparks fly, and it mamish like scrapes off a pot, then you can use it even for hot food. The Bat Tanura also told us that if there are holes in it, it's not a smooth surface, and you can't use this process of inserting it in the ground, but it requires lib. And again, in order to kasher a keli, you have to know many, many more halachas, whether it's a knife or anything else, but this gives us the basic. Hadron Allah, Masechtas Avodah Zarah.